With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We've got ESPN on in the studio. They were just previewing the Redskins 3-2, the Eagles 5-1, kickoff just after 8:20 this evening nationally on ESPN. The graphic they used said Kirk Cousins 0-6 in his career against opponents at least three games above 500. So we've moved the goalposts now. I was wondering after he was beating with the Redskins' help, because win-loss quarterback stats are stupid, teams that were over 500, well, what are we going to do? What happened to that stat everyone loves to throw around that he and the team can't beat winning teams? Well, we've moved the goalposts.
We've moved it now.
Teams that are at least three games over 500, which is moderately arbitrary, but I guess fits the script of whatever they're trying to accomplish.
So if the point is the Redskins, a team that hasn't been very good, don't beat very good teams,
yes.
I'll sign up for that.
Yes.
That is correct. If they went to Foxborough during those 14-2 seasons, they're probably losing. Like, the
they
other 29 teams, 30 teams that do it, yeah.
How many times have the Redskins been more than three games over 500 when playing any of those teams? I'll bet you it's zero. Because last year the best it got was, 6-3 at one point, maybe? They were 4-2, I know, through 6 weeks.
They matched up against another 9-6 team. The couple years they've gone 10-6. No, I mean, whatever. It's the desperation to try to fit something into a keyhole. It's what I always complained about with Billy Packer when he would call games for the NCAA tournament. He would make a point in the first 2 minutes, and then everything for the rest of the game had to fit in that little keyhole. No matter what it did, it'd be like, they can't handle their guards, Jim. Then, 30 minutes later, it had nothing to do with the guards. He's like, this all comes back to the inability to handle the guards. Not a thing, not true. This is what this is for some reason.
But moving goalposts are a sign of progress. When you've got to keep updating your numbers, soon it'll be he's 0-4 against teams that are five games over 500 or better, because then he'll have beaten one that's three games over 500. Right now, the Eagles are four games over 500. So, whatever. That's the stat on ESPN today.
Yeah, the Eagles are good. They're playing at home.
Here's the question for you. 800-636-1067. We can open up the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines. There's been so much going on. We've had a lot to chew on. It was a weekend where you and I didn't get to spew many opinions, so we've been doing a lot of talking. We have not really taken many calls, and we haven't taken any on the Redskins and the Eagles. So, let's change that right now.
Let's get it going.
Let's get your calls at 800-636-1067. A Redskins win would mean blank. A Redskins loss would mean blank. Fill those in for us. Let's start with a Redskins win.
Means you're dancing. It means you're 4-2 and in position to be a playoff team in the NFC. It means that you don't have to climb over bodies like Carolina, like Seattle, like Green Bay, even though their season isn't going the way that we would think. But Detroit is going to be in the same boat as you. You start stockpiling wins. It means in division, you are not now facing the chance to be 0-3 against the Dallas Cowboys when you play them in the coming weeks. You get a divisional win, which is extra important. The division is on the table if you beat Philadelphia in their place. It means that you weren't beaten down with, the schedule was too hard. We couldn't really do it, and we tried, and we had a moral victory against Kansas City that time. You need to step up and start winning some of these games if you want to be the team that everybody in that building thought you were going to be. And I was incorrect, by the way, with my assessment, thinking you'd be a disaster because everybody in there that's telling you how good they are has been wrong before. Well, if you're right, go win a game like this. Go beat a Philadelphia Eagles team that to this point has played well but is not invincible. Things are on the table if you win it. If you don't, your back's against the wall, which we're going to do in a second.
You beat the Eagles tonight, you got a good chance to win the NFC East. You'll be 4-2, they'll be 5-2. And you will have split with them, so they don't have a tiebreaker. You lose to the Eagles, you're 3-3, they're 6-1. Not only is the math working against you at that point, but because they'll have the tiebreaker with two wins over you, you'll need to be a game better than them. So you're actually a further game behind them than even the standings would say.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really difficult to project the Redskins winning the NFC East at that point.
For example, you'd have to go 7-3, they'd have to go 3-6. For you to be better than them if you lose.
Yeah, you're
one.
Looking for a collapse from them and you having one of your best 10-game stretches in several years. So it makes it very difficult. But you don't have to win the division to make the playoffs. You could get in as a wild card. The other thing that a win would mean to me, though, Danny, is you will have then played maybe the best team in the AFC, the Kansas City Chiefs, tied for the best record at 5-2 with a win over another 5-2 team, New England. Probably the best resume in the conference. And you will have beaten the Philadelphia Eagles, who at 5-2 will be tied for the best record in the NFC with the Rams and the Vikings. And according to a lot of people right now, are the best team in your conference. So you will have hung with and nearly beaten the Chiefs. If Doxson hangs on to the catch, maybe you beat them. And you will have topped the Philadelphia Eagles. I will feel a lot better about the Dallas matchup that comes up next weekend. I will feel a lot better about the Seattle game that looms a couple of weeks away. I will feel like you've got a better chance against a suddenly pretty good New Orleans Saints team with a much better defense than was anticipating. You beat the Eagles. What does it mean? That's the question again at 800-636-1067. You are playing like a playoff team. You are a team to be reckoned with in your conference, and you can beat anybody on the upcoming arduous portion of your schedule. That is what a win means. Let's go to Danny in Spotsylvania on the Fan. How are you, sir?
Danny.
All right. I pretty much agree with you, Grant. If they get a big win tonight, then, yeah, they got a chance to go to the playoffs and do some. But if they lose, I don't think they even belong in the playoffs because I don't see them beating Philadelphia three times or the chance of Philadelphia beating three times is what I'm trying to say. Philadelphia probably beat them three times.
Well, I mean, they may not have to play Philadelphia. Philadelphia would be on pace for a bye at that point. I get what you're saying. Does it matter to you how they look? If they play like they did against the Chiefs and lose a close squeaker at the end, is that different than if they just lay an egg and lose by 13?
No, what I'm saying is they need a big win on the road. They missed that chance at Kansas City.
Gotcha.
This is going to be a big win on the road. And if they get a playoff, they're going to have to go on the road probably if they don't win the NFC East.
Their best game of the season was against the Raiders at home. Their best win of the season was on the road at L.A.
At L.A., yeah.
And the Rams, at the time, I don't know that we knew what they were. The Rams were 1-0. They had absolutely throttled the Colts. They lost that week. Since then, they're 4-1, and they're 5-2 overall. They're first in their division. Just to give you a little perspective on how good the Rams have been, the Eagles have a plus 43-point margin. They've outscored their opponents by 43 points, second best in the NFC. The Rams have the best plus-minus in the conference at plus 74 to get to their 5-2. I had them fifth in my power rankings last week, and there's a chance I may move them up this week.
It's now the best in football, yeah. 74.
They are legit, and the Redskins are in a place where they can look back at that win and say, we pushed them around that day.
So, again, I just keep coming back to, if you're 3-3, the time for, hey, they played well against a good team, and it's a moral victory. That's nice if you are in the rebuilding phase. This to me is about what phase you want to be in. If you want to be in the, well, we hope to stay competitive and then next year we'll have a couple more draft picks and push for something. If you want to be as good as everybody seems to think they are in Washington, you've eventually got to tap in one of these birdies. You've got to have Josh Doxson hold on to a catch against Kansas City. You've got to go on the road and beat Philadelphia. If you want to have a playoff team this year, you need one of these wins. To the caller's point, I think you said it very well. Because of the number of, again, a number of teams that are going to be kind of stuck in this sort of round 500 kind of thing, somebody's got to win these games. There are going to be too many bodies to climb over, and especially how difficult it looks still, the Redskins' schedule remaining happens to be. You need a couple birdies. You need to win a game instead of saying, oh, it was so close, and they played well, and that's something to build on. You and I can have that analysis, and that's all well and good. You win a game like this, now you're 4-2, now you get to have some of these conversations about if they win this game during the postseason. Instead of doing the annual dominoes have to fall, the sun doesn't rise in the east that one day, and you got to, like, you know, goat rodeo a star, and next thing you know, things are lined up for you to be 8-8 and still have a playoff game.
Speaking of lining things up, let's line up the calls. It is Monday. We're getting you ready for the Redskins and the Eagles. A huge game in the division. No excuse not to dial us up next. The segment is all yours. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What does a win mean? What does a loss mean? We'll double-click on the second part of that next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.